This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, about a mile away from me, Raymond James Stadium, and the Tampa Bay Rays, the American League champions, start their baseball season today down in Miami. Now, we're also broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Remember, folks, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And don't forget, we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now to start up hour number two with us is the professor of politics from California IAA. That would be Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline those two words, under God, because our great country was founded in Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried, but AOC, with all of her infinite wisdom yesterday, shot her mouth off. And you want to talk about stupid? This one is probably the dumbest thing that she said yet. Folks, listen to this.
That add fuel to the fire. But people don't want to have that conversation. They want to say, what about the surge? Well, first of all, just gut check, stop. Anyone who's using the term surge around you consciously is trying to invoke a militaristic frame. And that's a problem because this is not a surge. These are children, and they are not insurgents, and we are not being invaded.
Wow.
Yes, well, of course, there's the...
They are not insurgents. What the hell planet did she come from?
Well, I guess they're not in... They're surging, but not insurgents, but...
It is a surge, and look up the definition of surge, folks.
I actually have that.
Okay, what is... Go ahead.
Surge, according to Oxford Languages, is a sudden, powerful forward or upward movement, especially by a crowd or natural force, such as the waves or a tide. So that's a surge, okay? It even lists a crowd. A crowd can surge. But here's the definition for insurgent, Captain. A rebel or revolutionary. So she's not talking about rebels or revolutionaries. We're talking about a surge, but I think she just was misinformed on the definition of what an insurgent is.
Well, I'm going to play just what little is left of this. Listen to this.
Which, by the way, is a white supremacist idea, philosophy. The idea that if an other is coming in the population, that this is like an invasion of who we are. So then lastly, it's like, okay, we don't want to talk about this, that. But if you do want to zero in on the conditions of this moment, because we don't want to deal with the contributions we made to helping create this moment, but we just want to deal with the last minute symptoms of it, you can look at our carceral system.
What the hell is she talking about?
I have no idea.
My God.
I really don't.
My God.
You know, the idea, of course, you know, Captain, there are many mechanisms by which people can come to this country. That's happened over many, many, many moons, as it were.
Sure.
But the idea, of course, is she's trying to paint anybody, it would seem, who would raise a question about should there be completely unrestricted, illegal immigration into the country. That's not white supremacy. That's just asking a question about the practicality of having any group of people or any number of people, regardless of group, any number of people come to the country without have permission, without coming in legally.
Then you had the very liberal NBC's news announcer, Lester Holt, who yesterday said, and I quote, "We don't need to hear both sides to define truth. Fairness is overrated."
And welcome to the new truth, I guess. Welcome to the new
truth. A news announcer, Lester Holt, NBC. Folks, if you watch that network for anything other than laughter, you need to have your head examined.
Wow. I mean, honestly, our entire system has been based for hundreds of years now in this country
on unfairness
and hearing both sides. That's why we have trials, because there's two sides to the story and there's evidence and argument and people have to make up their minds. But now, guess what? Oh, well, we'll just come in. Just turn on your tablet or your screen, and we will tell you what to think and how to think about it.
Well,
that's really scary.
Lester's not going to tell me anything.
I know.
I might tell Lester a couple of things he might not like, but I'm telling you, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Between AOC and this guy and Morning Joe, you got three of the just absolute most ignorant, slap-happy people that ever walked the face of the earth.
Yeah, well, it's like, Captain, the marketplace of ideas has to give way to the Ministry of Truth.
Yep. Speaking of the Ministry of Truth, we'll be back with the Ministry of Truth, Kyle Warren, right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I am going to take it away, Mr. Announcer Guy, hanging on my radio telephone line right now. Now, folks, there is gold waiting in that tire windshield you got. Give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you could get $100 for it right in the palm of your hand and get a brand new, fully guaranteed windshield from Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance. Also, a premium quality windshield, a warranty, and $100 dropped in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And don't forget to tell them that me, Captain Matt Bruce, sent you. Get that $100 stuck right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Alrighty. Joe Biden is going to let President Trump's H-1B visa bans expire, which is what some people are calling a win for big tech. Because now, instead of having Americans taking the jobs that are available or being trained to take them, now they can just bring in people from foreign countries that they say are certified, and boom, here we go again, three hots in a cot.
Well, exactly right. And so, again, if President Biden wants to, you know, be a jobs president or even have some kind of modicum of the idea that he's trying to protect American jobs, he wouldn't be doing something like this. And again, it just goes to show, Captain, the Democrat, at least the Democrat administration, doesn't seem to really want to have any kind of real unity around here.
Now, have you heard any sounds or emissions of any type from one Eric Swalwell lately?
Sort of. I know that, you know, he's been, well, I guess he's been trying to make sure that nobody keeps talking about the whole Chinese spy thing.
Well, he has been bashing on a regular basis his GOP colleagues over the January 6th Capitol riot, which, by the way, now we know, and we talked about it yesterday, folks, a lot of those charges over there, insurrection, sedition, all that stuff that was tossed around, it's going to merely be a simple trespass charge. They pay a fine, and they go on their way. So too bad, so sad, because most of the people that were there, 95% of them, did not go in there to break things, burn things, destroy things. They just went in there to take a picture and say, look where I am, Frank.
Right, and again, and investigations begin to bear those things out.
That's
what
right.
And that's why even when that occurred, obviously was wrong, but the facts will come out, and then we know if the certain bad actors certainly need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for the things that they did. Exactly.
Now, something else that was revealed from Swalwell's chatting to the press was that he's revealed that staffers, Democratic staffers, have an informal rule not to talk to offices that voted to overturn the election. So we got a bunch of that going on right now.
Well, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Captain. Didn't many Democrats in Congress, one way or another, challenge presidential election results and ask if things be taken out or overturned?
2016, Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. So it seems to me that there are procedures that can be followed in the event of, this is why we have those mechanisms.
Yep.
But if they don't have merit, they don't fly. So, but now, yep. Here's the thing. If you, the mere act of questioning it means that you're now some enemy of the state to them.
Yep, and like we said a few minutes ago, the Democrat Rita Hart in Iowa dropped her challenge in Iowa to the winner by 6 votes, GOP Representative Miller Meeks, amidst the huge blowback from the Iowa voters, which went all the way into Nancy Pelosi's office.
Well, exactly right. And again, I think the operative thing here is that, again, they had already adjudicated all of their different mechanisms to challenge things. The extraordinary idea of the Congress setting it aside, that's something else. But during the November election, these were different things that would happen prior to the actual final certification. Once that's done, the election is over.
Now, the semiconductor microchip shortages are now expected to continue to disrupt the automobile manufacturing sector, as many plants are slowing down or they're making cars without the chips in them, basically parking them off to the side. The ones that can be operated without a chip, fine. The ones that can't, they're not leaving the lot. They'll have to be taken care of once these microchips come in from overseas when they're manufactured. Obviously, we did hear President Trump, before he left office, was talking about having a couple of microchip plants put here in the United States. I haven't heard a word out of Joe Biden since that all went down. Have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but again, the idea that they're either going to idle or I should say cut production, or as you're talking about setting them aside, well, that incurs all kinds of other costs, not only of storage, but also of having to go back and redo things. So this is just a real blow to the auto industry for sure.
Now, Pfizer announced yesterday that its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and strongly protective in kids as young as 12. To the degree that it's 100% effective. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, a step forward, possibly beginning shots in this age group before they head back to school.
It is very interesting. I think, though, there's going to be a lot of pushback with the idea of vaccinating the children so young and whether or not it's absolutely.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold. Before I was able to go to kindergarten, I had to have a series of booster shots, and I think I was 5 years old.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so what's the deal?
Well, in terms of the coronavirus vaccination, that's the
so
thing.
What? We had the polio vaccine that came along afterwards.
That's true. That's
and
true.
We were still, you know, toddlers and whatnot. We still got the shot.
Yes, yes, exactly. But I think that just in the general sense, there's going to be a lot of discussion about what is the age, the lowest age you're going to want to go and give someone a coronavirus vaccine, only because they want to make sure that the data will bear all of that out, and because it's so very new.
Well, it'd be whatever the age is safe at. So
yeah, exactly.
There you go. And right now they're saying the younger ones are okay. Well, the Dems have said the state and local tax deductions known as SALT are coming back.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And, you know, all of these different things that we're going to see, I think, in terms of what the Biden administration is going to want to do.
You know when I remember that term being used?
Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty?
Well, that's part of it. But the SALT taxes were back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of them.
Yep. That's right. That's right. Well, this is, again, you know, I think that as we get through the 2020 tax season, of getting all that done up here, and then moving on into the 2021 tax season, I think it's going to be shocking to the American people.
And finally, folks, did you know that the Supreme Court is about to hear another abortion case? Well, here we go.
It's a procedural question having to do with who has the power to defend pro-life state laws in court. The Attorney General of Kentucky wants to intervene in a lawsuit over a state abortion ban that the governor has refused to defend. While the case does not deal directly with the practice of abortion, many will be watching the High Court with its new conservative majority to see if they can divine which way the justices are leaning on abortion generally. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, I'm pretty sure that, well, I'm not sure, or pretty sure, I am positive the Attorney General is a Republican and an up-and-comer, I might add, correct?
Right, I believe so, yes.
And I believe the governor is a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the problem with why he doesn't want to enforce the abortion ban. That goes against the Democratic policies, even though the state legislature passed it. And then he, pretty sure he vetoed it, and then they overrode the veto.
Well, you know, in the report just then, it's very interesting because, again, yes, they're trying to divine the tea leaves here of where the justices are going to be on abortion generally. I think we're still a ways away from that kind of a thing because I think it would have to be a pretty specific case and it's going to have to be something that's going to clearly define that. But, again, this case is narrowed down to who is going to be able to bring this up or defend it. And so that's, I think, the narrow scope of this case.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks are coming right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about, including Georgia. You're on the map again. Wait till I tell you what Georgia's on the map for. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden unveiled his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, a $2.25 trillion proposal that includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, the president is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate, from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's
when you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy Curdy. And that's Kathy Curtis, and that's our Uptown Girl, a broadcaster here in the Tampa Bay area. And I used to work with Kathy at another radio station. She did the news and did different liners, and she's very good at what she does, and she did that for us, and we appreciate that. You'll hear her voice several times during the course of the radio show. Okay, this portion of the program, a conversation with Kyle Warren, is brought to you by the Stem Cell Patch people. Here we go.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the Stem Cell Activation Patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Now, I've got the stem cell patch just below my shirt line at the neck in the middle of my spine, and I've had it back there all week long because of the fact that I aggravated my back by having to move a tent, one of those portable tents, and I knew it was going to get me in trouble when it was just me in the tent, and it did, and I stretched my back a little bit, so I've had it back there, and I did have some pain, and I've gotten rid of it. Now, the relief factor was dulling the pain, wasn't getting rid of it. I put the stem cell patch back there along with the relief factor, and boom, gone. I haven't felt it since. So I'll leave the patch up there until it wears off about next Monday, and then we'll see what happens. But there you go. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. The L.A. Sheriff's detectives have found the cause of Tiger Woods' car crash, but will not reveal it.
This is true. So, yes, they have, Sheriff Villanueva says it's basically signed, sealed, and delivered, but they have reached out to the Woods team there because they have an issue with privacy, evidently, regarding what they have found in their investigation. So this is seems to be fairly irregular in the sense that they would have to do such a thing, so we will see. It will be interesting to see if there's some kind of pushback on that. But as I recall, Captain, Tiger Woods, what they were trying to determine, is if I recall correctly, they didn't find, I think, any real skid marks showing that there wasn't any kind of, you know, a hard braking or deceleration.
No, he fell asleep at the wheel is what I heard last.
Yeah, and that seems to fit. Exactly. So I guess the question would be, why? Is it just being super tired, or was there some other cause to that? And so we will get more information about it. But, yes, it's very interesting to have the L.A. County Sheriff say, we know what it is, but we're not saying yet.
Now, the Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has said that he's glad to deal with the backlash over his new election reform law and what it does to help guarantee a fair and safe elections. And wouldn't you know that the Black Lives Matter folks and a lot of other black groups are out there putting pressure on companies like Delta because their home office is in Atlanta, Georgia, Coca-Cola as well in Georgia. And they switched their positions on the Georgia election law. Now they don't think it's such a great idea. Like before, they said, well, we need election laws, or at least they were not condemning the election law. But now they're going along with the group that approached them, here we go again.
Well, unfortunately, we need to be able to make arguments in our society about in that marketplace of ideas, basically, that where you want to be able to persuade someone to come around to your thinking. But what's happened here is that this has been polarized. I think it's probably been wildly oversimplified, unfortunately, it just again becomes about some kind of power thing as opposed to having, you know, because it's against common sense to not want to have orderly elections that
right.
have rules. And again, as you mentioned yesterday on the program, Captain, the idea, it's not that nobody can give out water, it's that you can't campaign with water during a...
Yeah, the bottled water that's just compliments in the Democratic Party, Republican Party, vote for Joe, vote for Slim, none of that.
Exactly.
Which makes sense, and they can't come walking up to you with a campaign shirt on either.
Exactly right. So, again, the election laws are supposed to protect all of us and make sure that things, again, happen in an orderly fashion. And that should be, I think, everybody's goal in this.
Mm-hmm. All right. We've talked a lot about taxes tonight, so we're going to talk about another one. You ready?
Yep.
Industry beware. A sneaky carbon tax is coming soon to help the Democrats fund their progressive green energy agenda. Here we go again, guaranteed to raise more products that industry produces.
Well, certainly.
Including your electric bill.
Including your electric bill. The Democrat administration seems to be going just a bridge too far in all these kinds of things. And, showing again that they're not really interested in jobs. They're not interested in making things better. But they are interested, Captain, in furthering their agenda, whatever that is, and to the exclusion of all else, and couch it in the idea that it's for the planet, or it's a green thing, or this kind of deal. No, it's not that at all.
All right. Well, I got something for you right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
The Republican National Committee is going to spend a six-figure ad campaign aimed at the Democrats' radical H.R. 1 election reform bill all across the United States. How about them apples, Kyle?
Well, and it certainly has to get the word out about what H.R. 1 is really all about. It's literally a federalizing essentially, of the election system for the different states. The different states are to run their own elections. They can pick their electors, you know, in their with their own processes. But if you're going to, again, just like we saw in Iowa, Captain, the idea that you take the U.S. Congress and say, nope, we don't like that election result in that district in Iowa, we're just going to change it. That's just not the American way. And can you imagine what the Democrat Party elite must be thinking to simply say, look, if we can get control of the whole process now, well, we don't even have to worry about things like election night and voter fraud and all that kind of stuff. It just wouldn't matter anymore to them because they'd always win.
Well, for the third week in a row, Slow Joe, Stumbling Joe, has lost some more clout with his pout, if you will. He's down to 48% of likely U.S. voters who approve the job he's doing, while 50% disapprove. Now, here is the number that really says it all. You ready, Kyle?
Uh-huh.
32% strongly approve of the job Joe Biden is doing, and 41% strongly disapprove. This gives him a presidential approval index rating of -9, the lowest at this point of either Barack Obama or Donald Trump, who weren't even close to that number this far into their presidency.
Yeah, hard to believe the 80 million votes. It's gone from that to this.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Yeah, but it's 32% strongly approve of the job that Joe Biden is doing. That's just not very good marks at all for a president who was supposed to come in and be President Unity, who was going to, you know, no more malarkey and all that other stuff, and yet this is the best that he can get at this point.
Wasn't he flying on a plane that said the Malarkey Express or something like
that?
Yeah,
it was the bus. It was the bus. No Malarkey or something. Yeah. And, you know, and I always thought that was, you know, kind of a quaint little thing, the way that he did that back then. Who knew he was going to go on and become president? But goodness.
Yeah. And by the way, 58% of likely U.S. voters ranked the cost of health care as the biggest problem with health care. A distant second is the quality of health care, ranked as the biggest problem by 14%, and then 13% feel the availability of care is the biggest problem with health care in America today. Those are kind of some numbers just that were tossed together. And again, they're trying to resurrect Obamacare. There's money in the stimulus plan to actually fund and get the Obamacare plan alive and well again.
Yes, exactly right. And you touched on something there, Captain. The stuff that's in the stimulus plan isn't really just for stimulus.
It's, nope.
A lot of it is just for their agenda.
The good time gang called the Democratic Party.
That's right.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with our next Trucker Sidewind Bible Report. Take a look and see if anything's changed. And it kind of looks like from where I'm sitting, things have changed a little bit. And I'm going to have Kathy take us to break because she's going to give you the phone number again. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2. And this is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, for our nation's truckers. Going to tell you what's going on the highways and byways out there. And don't forget, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Go on over there, check them out, drive on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, talk about them. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Pilot and Flying J Drivers Club. And RVers, you guys out there, you're welcome too. They've got an RV club. Join it and find out what the rest of us already know. You're going to save a bunch of money. Well, Kyle Warren is with me, and we are going to go rooster cruising.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that says I'm a dad. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Oh, yeah, Rick Carlisle, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. Oh, Kyle, that was for you.
Well, thanks. I love Rooster Cruisin'. That's great.
Yeah, and that was by request from a couple of people that have been wanting to hear it for a couple nights now. So they got it in. We got it in for them. All right, let me read this and then give it to you. Folks, low pressure shifting north off the New England coast is going to bring some heavy snow to northern New York State and Vermont and possible ice to the interior of New England Thursday. Localized flooding is possible across coastal New England, where rainfall also combined with some ice jam and melt is going to be coming down the rivers, which is going to cause rivers to go over their banks. Now, elevated to critical fire weather conditions are going to continue across the northern plains out west. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we do have a pretty quiet weather map out west tonight. We have fire weather warning down in the southeastern corner of Arizona, coming across I-10 in the Tucson area. Also the southeastern corner of Colorado tonight near Springfield. So you want to be careful of that. That's east of I-25. Up in Montana, we've got almost the entire northern part of the state north of Helena and encompassing Great Falls with a fire weather warning up there. And, Captain, this is going to go all over the state of North Dakota as well. Also, almost the entire state of South Dakota, mm-hmm. with the exception of Sioux Falls, and then down into Nebraska as well, especially if you're coming across I-80 near Paxton, Ogallala, pretty much as you get towards where it merged, or it, you'll meet the 76, but also one eastward to Chappelle in Nebraska tonight, Captain. Fire weather warning.
All right, well, let's take a couple of interstate highways, east-west interstate highways, and run with them. I-70, I-64, and I-40. I'll start with I-40 first. You've got a freeze warning all the way from central Oklahoma, and you'll be in it all the way over into the mountains of North Carolina. But we've just had the weather change scope over in Tennessee in the higher elevations, and there's now some snow flurries kicking into the mix. Remember we told you about there'd be some snow in the area, and we're starting to see that. Also starting to see that up in the mountains of Kentucky. Now, it won't be anything like what's going to be going on in upstate New York, but it'll be a dusting to a couple inches of snow, just enough to make life exciting. That'll be that way on I-40. It'll be that way on I-64. It'll be that way on I-70 east of Kansas all the way across, well, let's see, all the way across into Ohio and West Virginia before you drop on down and head on over into Virginia. But we do have really cold temperatures now for about the lower half of Ohio, lower half of Indiana, the southern part of Illinois, most of Missouri is in the colder temperatures. All of Tennessee, the northern part of Mississippi, about half of Arkansas, most of Alabama, the northern part of Georgia's got a hard freeze warning tonight, as well as about halfway across South Carolina, west of I-95, all the way up into the mountains. Also seeing it up in North Carolina, Fayetteville west towards the mountains. And then we've got a freeze frost warning in the rest of North Carolina. Got some fog along the coastline tonight, North Carolina coastline, as well as the Virginia and the Maryland coastline. There's some fog up through there. Now, upstate New York, U.S. 15, straight north towards Rochester, you're going to be in snow across the higher elevations there. There's also snow all the way east over to Binghamton through Elmira, over to Oneonta, then on up on an angle towards Schenectady to the west of Albany, over towards Utica. Syracuse is going to run right up into Old Forge, Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, through the Adirondack Mountains. You could get anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of snow. Some areas might get a foot of snow by the time it's all over, and also the northern part of Vermont. Northern part of Maine tonight, you've got rain, caribou, Presque Isle, and that takes it away. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him joining us right now from FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's hard to say what is all the most important today, and I do want to get into the stimulus package, the infrastructure, but we want to do that with a little more time than what we do right now. So let's just do this to start with. Delta and Coca-Cola in Georgia have now changed their positions on the Georgia reform, election law reform. They now are supporting the minority, saying, oh, it's oppressive, oh, it's going to suppress the vote, oh, it's terrible, and none of that is true. Oh, and by the way, they're also agreeing that you won't be able to get water if you're standing in a line, and they're going to close the polls early and all that nonsense, none of which is true.
It's really quite remarkable because it's the same points that Biden himself has said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it needs to be understood that it coming out of the White House, they have lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells me that none of the lawyers were tasked with reading the bill.
Yep.
And before Biden comes out and whines about, you know, what kind of indecent, you know, law is this that we can't give anybody any water
mm-hmm.
while they're standing in line. when you make a statement, you make a statement that's been checked, you know, for truth, for accuracy. And, nobody was tasked with that,
mm-hmm.
obviously. So, you know, he wouldn't be making these false claims. As for the corporations that are based in Atlanta, I really can't speak to, you know, what their problem is either. But, you know, if you're standing in line to vote and you're standing there for a while and somebody walks up to you and says, hey, you want water, that's called electioneering.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every single state has that. You cannot do that. If you want to be, you know, 200 feet away and
yep.
do it, that's something else.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. And by the way, folks, you can't walk up and hand somebody a bottle of water with a Republican Party, Democratic Party, or candidate's T-shirt on either. That's also called electioneering. The same with the Bibles that might have a candidate's name on them or party.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.